Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 20th of November. Identity Verification. A man finds sight as he turns from seeking verification from his wife and from projecting the acceptability of his marriage. Instead, he submits to and learns from the headship of Christ in the fellowship of the presbytery. His wife finds sight as she acknowledges her blindness and accepts her need to be taught the way of obedience from Christ as she submits to and learns from her husband. Finding our identity verification through the Word of Christ, ministered in the fellowship and order of headship, is an imperative. In the context of fallen romance, which is the basis of every relationship that has not been established through a remnant of the Spirit, each person will seek identity verification from the other. If a couple has married in this manner, they are deceived, believing that they have a Christian covenant. Yet, in reality, they do not have a remnant of the Spirit. Not only is their relationship subject to oppression, but also they are not known by Christ. Each person needs to repent of this fallen mode of relating, for true identity verification is received only from the Father through Christ by the Holy Spirit. This is the verification that belongs to those who have been born again and are being saved through regeneration in the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. If a couple continues to live and relate in this fallen manner, they prove that they are wayside ground, religious adherents who are bereft of the divine nature. As a couple is restored to the fellowship and order of headship, they are able to obtain grace for the healing of their identity, healing in their relationship, and healing in their family. The power of familiar spirits can be exercised from them individually and from them as a family, as they maintain their fellowship together under the headship of Christ. Once they are established as heirs together of the grace of life, blessing can flow to their children and extended family. This is how a household becomes worthy through grace. The references used in today's devotions are Malachi chapter 2 verses 14 to 15, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, Acts chapter 2 verses 46 to 47, Titus chapter 3 verses 4 to 5, Matthew chapter 13 verse 19, 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 4, and 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 7. For further study, Ephesians chapter 5.